From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. president orders thousands of troops to deploy to Liberia to help it contain the deadly Ebola virus. And the U.S. military chief opens the door to U.S. troops getting involved in combat operations in Iraq. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States is ready to lead a global response to the deadly Ebola virus ravaging West Africa. Mr. Obama outlined his plan on Tuesday during a visit to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta.
The world is looking to us, the United States, and it's a responsibility that we embrace. We're prepared to take leadership on this, to provide the kinds of capabilities that only America has, and to mobilize the world in ways that only America can do.
He said 3,000 U.S. troops will be sent to a new Ebola command center in Liberia's capital, Monrovia, to help with the transportation of supplies and other personnel. The U.S. forces will build 17 healthcare facilities containing 100 beds each to isolate and treat victims. They also will set up a facility to train 500 healthcare workers per week. The top U.S. military officer says he may need to deploy American ground troops in Iraq to help the fight against Islamic State militants. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey made the comment at a congressional hearing on Tuesday. He said that if he believes U.S. military advisors should accompany Iraqi troops on attacks against specific militant targets, he will recommend that to the president. In a speech last week, Mr. Obama said the U.S. will expand its fight against the Islamic State group, but he vowed not to get dragged into another ground war in Iraq. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is making an urgent appeal for funds to help tens of thousands of Nigerians who have fled their homes due to attacks by Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva on the UNHCR's appeal for $34 million in aid for Nigerian refugees.
While 75,000 people have fled into Cameroon, Chad, and Niger to escape vicious onslaughts by Boko Haram, the UNHCR says it expects that number to increase to at least 95,000 by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Baba Baloche says there is not enough shelter to accommodate the influx of refugees into Cameroon.
Newly arrived refugees told our teams at the border area that insurgents had attacked their villages in the areas of Gwaza, Bama, Pulka, and Itagala in the Borno state and stole everything before burning their houses.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan's Taliban militant group has carried out a suicide car bombing on a NATO convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing two U.S. troops and a Polish soldier. Tuesday's blast happened on the main road linking the U.S. embassy to the Kabul airport. Afghan authorities said at least 13 civilians were wounded when the bomber rammed an explosives-filled car into the NATO convoy, just a few hundred meters from the embassy's main entrance. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for that attack. In Scotland, a new opinion poll shows an increase in the percentage of people favouring a yes vote in Thursday's referendum on whether to separate from the United Kingdom. Activists backing a no vote to keep Scotland as part of Britain reacted to the latest poll by stepping up their campaign to persuade Scots that they can achieve more autonomy if they do not secede. The No campaign also is arguing that independence could greatly damage the Scottish economy by forcing it to stop using the British pound. The pro-independence Scottish regional government has said it wants Scotland to keep the pound, but the British government has said it will not agree to a common currency. And the White House says some of America's largest companies have agreed to reduce or eliminate their use of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. HFCs are greenhouse gases used in refrigeration and air conditioning. Scientists say such gases contribute to climate change. The U.S. companies have promised to replace HFCs with climate-friendly alternatives. The Obama administration said Tuesday the impact of those replacements would be like taking 15 million cars off the road for 10 years. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.